You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Immunize Wisely. I've had as my guest Dr. Ted Koren, and I'm going to just remind people that he has written a couple books, Childhood Vaccination, Questions All Parents Should Ask, which we also carry at Vaccination Liberation, vaclib.org. But he also has another book, and it's called Cancer is Natural, So is the Cure, and that was published more recently. But he has a lot of great material at KorenPublications.com, KorenPublications.com, and an umbrella site where you can sign up for his blog is KorenWellness.com, where he has some great articles and, you know, will inspire you to, you know, schedule Dr. Koren to come to your community and teach his Koren specific technique. You know, you can totally go ahead and sponsor him for a talk where he can, you know, teach people how to use this his technique for wellness. And it's very valuable. He has loads of testimonies. He's helped a lot of people. So I wanted to make one other announcement before we continue our conversation, Dr. Koren. I wanted to mention that there's a chat room for the show. It's called immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. Thank you, Mer Bailey. Sorry, I forgot. But it's Immunize Wisely with a Z, just the name of the show, .chatandgo.com. So if you want to chat with other listeners and you have some questions, that would be the place to go. And I'll go ahead and go there on the next commercial break. I wanted to go ahead and mention that we are going to take callers. So if you do want to talk to Dr. Koren or you have some comments, that would be 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. So anyhow, before we were interrupted by the top of the hour commercial break, we were still going into well, we had moved, didn't we move a little bit beyond the flu vaccine? And I mean, not the flu vaccine, the, you know, just the difference between the allopaths and the homeopaths, where the allopaths did not have a very good track record using their poisonous potions and then blaming it on the disease. I mean, it was, they were dying by the droves from liver and lung failure. You know, they couldn't breathe and their liver was toxed out from all of this aspirin, and it was the, you know, it was the lung and liver failure that they actually died from, because the overdose of aspirin. And then, as you said, the homeopaths, you know, and the naturopaths didn't have this kind of death rate, unless, you know, what would happen is they would go to the allopath first and then they would have to try to, you know, fix them after they've already taken loads of aspirin. And that was mostly what the death rates were from among the naturopaths and the homeopaths, from what I understand.
Yeah, the natural healers always have better results. And you see this today, but especially when it comes to cancer, because a recent study came out, it was highlighted in the British journals, that chemo is what kills more people. The death rate on chemo increases dramatically compared to no chemo. And it's been known for a long time that most people die of chemo, not cancer. And unfortunately, the chemo is continued until they die. And we see that over and over again. It's tragic. I discuss this in my book on cancer. But the most important thing I discuss, of course, is how to, you know, detoxification. How to prevent cancer and how to deal with it. And like I said, the only person who really cures cancer is your own body, your natural healing ability. So if you get a cancer patient and you cut their hand with a knife, they bleed and they'll heal. Well, if they can heal on a cut, why can't they heal their cancer? And the answer is they
exactly.
They can. You just have to be able to deal with it in the right way. And one of them is these people are terribly toxic. And they have to go back right. to their ancient grandparents' wisdom of detoxifying. And that's how we deal with autistic children as well and other vaccine-injured children. What I always recommend is a shotgun approach. I don't really use a shotgun. I mean, the shotgun approach is try everything that's gentle and natural and effective. A lot of people just will use homeopathy. They'll have a total resolution. People will use chiropractic. People will use naturopathy, Chinese medicine. And I say, then they say, well, which one should I use? And I say, yes. Use.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just anything that's not a poisonous substance. Do not poison yourself. You can't poison yourself to health. So I just wanted to mention, when you mentioned the chemotherapy is so being so deadly, you know, I actually sell SCIT and help people recover from cancer. And I send all of my customers to Pharma Death Clock. And Pharma Death Clock, have you ever been there? It's an amazing place. But Pharma Death Clock has right now deaths since January 2000 from chemotherapy is 19,755,377. And it has all of these, deaths that, basically this big pharma's chemical warfare on humanity, it says, dwarfs the number of victims killed by all world wars and acts of terrorism combined. You know, while drug companies profit billions.
Going to it, but I forgot. What is the website called again?
It's Pharma, Pharma, PharmaDeathClock.com. It's just like the National Debt Clock. You know, this is the Pharma Death Clock. Yeah, you got to check it out. It's pretty good. So we actually have a caller. And so, Ted, if you look at the chat room, you can see that we have a call. I just want you to have your chat room open. Oh, so there's Mike in Kentucky. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Do you have a comment for Ted Korn? What do you say?
Question, maybe. Have you looked at things like, and I've heard this in recent years, a couple of different claims that antifungals are effective against cancer because cancer, I guess, is strongly associated with the ridiculous amounts of sugar that the Western diet has in it. Tumors that metabolize things like high fructose corn syrup and sugar, and so Diflucan, or I can't remember the toenail, there's a toenail fungus medicine taken internally that some people have used, that black label, off label. And turmeric is also, turmeric supposedly has also been studied, and I just don't understand how scientifically they can determine if you're doing turmeric with chemo, how do you know it wasn't the turmeric that actually was more effective?
Well, that's very true, and I've seen that in studies all over the place. For example, in Africa, they'll go and vaccinate the children in a village. Then they'll come back and say, look, the death rate dropped from measles. But they also, if you read the paper, not only did they vaccinate for measles, but they gave the kid injectable vitamin D and A, which are protective. And that's sloppy. If you're going to prove one thing, don't add other things into the mix. That's different than my approach.
NASA,
my approach is different for a different reason.
NASA is supposed to be this big scientific, whatever. They're a great example of supposedly good science. They did the epigenomics twin study on those two twin astronauts. I can't remember the name. Kelly. One of them's Gabby Gifford's husband. But they didn't have a good control because both of them have been pilots. Both of them are flying through the stratosphere in jets. Both of them have been on orbit. But they put one of them on the space station for a year after they did an epigenomic detailed profile of both of them. And, of course, the guy came back from the International Space Station with all this epigenomic alterations, like he developed a diabetic-like syndrome. So now they're like, there's been like three papers published about it. They don't know how they're going to get to Mars because, of course, the whole time he's up there, the lower Van Allen belt is almost diminished where it's not there. And we're all experiencing more cosmic rays right now because the sun's in the doldrums since about 2012. But here's NASA, this premier scientific organization, and they didn't put a good control. If we're going to do a twin study, you can't have somebody that's already been, you know, exposed to all this stuff, right? They're both space shuttle astronauts.
You know, it's funny, but it's not funny, but so much of what we call scientific research is what I would call junk science. Controls are not used. You see it because the theme tonight is vaccination. You do not have a control group in vaccination research. They all take two groups of kids. Now, let's say you owned a pharmaceutical company. Put it this way. Let's say you owned a pharmaceutical company and you came up with a vaccine and you wanted to show it was safe. So what would you do? Well, you'd take two groups of kids, similar socioeconomic and probably health status and certain other things to make them two randomized groups. One group would get the vaccine and the other group wouldn't. And then you'd compare them. Does one have more or less chronic illness, crib death? One have more or less vision or other problems? That's how you do a study, correct?
Sounds like a good way, yeah.
Well, that's why you don't own a pharmaceutical company. That's not the way they'll do the study. You don't want to see that. Instead, what the pharmaceutical companies will do to get a vaccine approved is they will vaccinate both groups, the vaccine group and the control group. But the control group gets vaccinated. They just get a different vaccine. And the idea is if both groups have the same amount of death and autism and neurological problems, then the new vaccine is perfectly okay because it's no worse than the one that's already been approved.
I believe I've read this, and what you're talking about is they will remove, basically they give a vaccine that does not have the muted pathogen in it. Like, I don't know, for instance, if it's a vaccine for, say, mumps, they just take out the what is that name for the active ingredient, you know, the supposed muted pathogen. There's a name for that. They basically give a vaccine that doesn't have that pathogen in it, but it's got all the adjuvants, it's got the preservative, it's got everything, but, you know, what's supposed to make the vaccine...
Well, that was done with the Gardasil shot, in which the control was aluminum. And aluminum has the ability to cause severe neurological problems. The Gardasil shot... the HPV vaccine, for those who don't know it, had the cervical, they call it a cervical cancer vaccine, but it's not been proven to prevent any cervical cancer. Anyway, that shot.
As I understand it, there's something like 30-some of those human papillomaviruses, and the vaccine supposedly gives immunity for the four worst ones that are associated with the altered cells in the cervix that might be. So there's all these, you know, might be associated with cervical cancer for women in their mid-30s, so it makes total sense to give it to a 9- to 13-year-old, right? That's totally stupid.
It's just bad science. And because a lot of money is involved, bad science is being repeated. And I'm sorry to say, but kids are dying because, I think Harris Coulter said it well in his introduction to my book. He said that politicians just don't feel qualified to judge medical doctors so that they take their word for it. And that's a tragedy.
Well, this is – yeah, let me just comment. The Corbett – I don't know if you're familiar with the Corbett report, but James Corbett is one of the most amazing investigative reporters, and he's the one who did that great 5-minute spoof summary of 9/11 truth. But anyway, it was really amazing. But he's such a good reporter. He moved to Japan. It's too dangerous for him to be in this country. But in February 24th, you should look it up. The Corbett Report, James Corbett on the crisis of science. It's like a 30-minute summary. It's absolutely excellent. excellent. And it's, you know, with not just vaccines, we're talking a crisis in science across the board. And he has one example after another, and it's shocking. And it's just, well, you know, basically all science today, all science is bought and paid for by corporate interests. And he shows it.
You know, it's good that we have shows like yours and the internet, and people can go searching so that we don't have to say pray to the pharmaceutical misinformation. And they're really good at it, too. I mean, I'm always impressed. They, for example, if you look up a drug or a vaccine, whatever, on the internet, you can find out the damage from the vaccine or the drug, but you have to wade through pages of drug ads, you might say. You know, drug sites and things. Oh, it's amazing. They're so good at this stuff.
The gatekeepers won't even let you see the inserts. Oh, that's just going to scare you. You won't understand it. It's your social responsibility to take these vaccines. You'll take what's given, and you ask, well, how old is this vaccine that you're giving me? Well, it's the, you know, it's the mass dose vial. Well, how old is it? When was it manufactured? You'll just take what's given. It's your social responsibility. And just like with antibiotics, it's my understanding the proteins can change in these vaccines over time. So if you're getting a vaccine for chickenpox that's 25 years old, it was designed for the chickenpox pathogen from 25 years ago. And so it can change over time, and your body's immune system, if it actually does get programmed to be immune to that 25-year-old set of proteins that chickenpox had, if it's actually a valid concept to begin with, it's not being programmed to the current set of proteins with the chickenpox vaccine. So our governor in Kentucky exposed all his children to the chickenpox in a household, and he got raked over the coals for it.
You might find
I understand that.
Gerhard Buchwald is a medical doctor from Berlin, I believe. He's written a number of books on vaccination. He talks about Down syndrome, trisomy 21, mongoloidism it used to be called, and he says he's convinced it's caused by vaccination. He says if you look at the old books, you know, the medical books for hundreds of years, you know, they didn't have photography years ago, and they would actually illustrate the diseases that were known. And he says you do not see Down syndrome anywhere. It's just not seen. It's not known. The first case of Down syndrome, and it's called Down syndrome because it was a Dr. Downs who wrote about it, was in the first country to vaccinate, England.
And the what do you know about the preventative methods? If you find yourself trapped somewhere where you have to get these shots or get your children taken away, do you know anything about giving fish oil? Using tea bags on the vaccination site, high doses of vitamin D to prevent the damage that vaccines do.
I'm sorry, I was talking, and I couldn't finish my sentence.
You guys are cutting out sometimes, too, by the way. It's like tiling out, the digital audio tiles out. What I've read is that there are methods for parents or people who find themselves trapped economically, can't find lawyers, can't leave a jurisdiction that forcing them to get shots to provide some solutions.
I'm going to answer that. If that's okay, I'm going to answer that. I just need to let you know that we have that information on our website. I announced it earlier in the show. We do at Vaccination Liberation, help people liberate themselves. There is no way of eliminating vaccine or neutralizing it, seriously. It's like a snake bite. The only way to eliminate it is to suck it out of the injection where it was injected, and if you hopefully can get all the poison out. But once it stays in the body, you really, the only safe vaccine is none ever given. That's Anthony Morris said that. He was head of the FDA. There's always going to be repercussions, and many times it lasts. It comes up later on in life, as we're seeing in epidemics of autoimmune illness today. So, but Mike, you're welcome to email me off the vaclib.org website. I have a lot of information, but much of it the same as Ted. But you need to look at the Human Microbiome Project. You know, that's actually really important, and we're coming up on a break. So we're gonna kind of cut you loose because we have another caller, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Immunize Wisely. I wanted to just, before we brought on our next caller, if you could just hold on a minute, we're just, you know, wanting people to be clear about the National Institute of Health Human Microbiome Project. The results came out in June 2012. They had a great New York Times article of all things that was like for the layman, but a lot of journals covered some of the results, and they had taken, you know, 270-some adults that were healthy out of over 500. In fact, they had to, you know, clean out their mouths of cavitations and stuff before they really would declare them as somewhat healthy. But anyway, it was not easy to find healthy adults, as you can imagine. But they determined that they were healthy. And what they discovered was that there were microbes in all these healthy people's bodies that they thought were disease-causing. Well, these microbes are not causing disease in healthy people. They proliferate after someone is already diseased. As, you know, Dr. Corin talks about, you know, you have to have an accumulation of filth, toxins, waste in some form for, and then the whole body is always trying to heal itself. Just like when you get a cut, your body's in self-repair mode. You know, that's why in his book, Cancer is Natural, So is the Cure. I mean, it's a natural response of the body, always trying to get back into balance. So the disease, or, you know, whether it's measles or pertussis or whatever it is, these specific microbes associated with the disease are proliferating now because the body's not healthy, and it's an attempt for the body to get rid of that toxic waste. And I just want people to get really clear on that, that our own tax dollars with the National Institute of Health prove that point, and that whole, the results of the Human Microbiome Project should have outlawed vaccines at the same time. But no, it was too profitable. But so we have Chris near Las Vegas. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Hi, Chris. Are you there?
I am. I thought I heard
you. Yep, I'm here. And so is our guest, Dr. Corin, right? Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
Well, what I was going to say is I am very suspect that the word term vaccine, which really, if you take the V off, it's an axe-zine or a vex-zine, really has no basis in reality, because most of them don't cure or prevent anything, because the financial substantial compromise CDC, a private profits agency, with a DUNS number of 927-645-465, is interested in their own self-promoting private profits. Therefore, they sell out whatever so-called classification or authorization that the highest bidder has to offer to get their drugs promoted through. And I think that they're more accurately injections for infection and very dangerous things, because of different things they put in, thimerosal, bacteriologics, virologics, DNA, fetus cells, whatever else they put in those things that they claim are going to benefit us, but they really do more harm in reality than they do good. So they really is preposterous to have any basis to have any confidence in the compromised CDC. What say you?
Okay, Chris, do you have a call? I mean, you're obviously speaking to the choir, but do you have a question for Dr. Corin? Because we're clearly on the same page with you, and he's very aware of all the patents that the CDC holds, and, you know, the fact that they're a for-profit corporation, not really interested in, you know, vaccine safety, or, you know, yeah, he's very aware of this.
Well,
do you have another question or comment?
Sure. My real question is why we continue to use the words that they want instead of choosing our more accurate descriptors that really impart the dangers in these injections for infection rather than vaccines.
What's the question? Sort of like you're answering the same your question.
Well, but I'm saying why do we continue to parrot the terms they give us to fool us and trick us with that vaccines are good for us, when they're really injections for infection, are in many cases very, very dangerous to Americans and young people the world over?
No, because there's a lot of money and power in vaccines. So what else are the MDs going to brag about? They haven't made anybody healthier. The medical profession has been called the fastest growing failing business in America. There's just nothing they have. And the myth that we have is that vaccines work and they're safe and effective, and it's being promoted by people who have special interests in keeping everybody vaccinated. It's a tragedy. And as you know, we're not better for it. And we're getting sicker and sicker every year. And the medical profession doesn't have any responsibility, is not able to be sued, and is literally lying to the public, right, left, and center. MDs, okay. They lose their
okay,
life.
Dr. Corin, we're coming up on a break, so stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Welcome back. My guest is Dr. Korn. We're taking callers now, 1-800-313-9443. And I'm just going to respond. We're going to move on, but I'm going to respond to Chris just briefly and just say that, we can instead, when they call us anti-vaxxers, it's like, you know, they're trying to define us. We can certainly say, no, we're not anti-vaxxers. We're anti toxic injections or anti-infectious injections or something like that. We can certainly do that. That's a suggestion. But yeah, we're going to just kind of move on to something else, though. But it's a point well taken, and I'll mention it to some people, because I'm part of a pretty large group that actually Dr. Korn should be a part of. I'll make sure he's invited. Anyway, so we have another caller, Alan in Texas. Welcome to our show, and Dr. Korn.
Again, a topic that I wish we didn't have to discuss, but unfortunately, some of us have, loved ones who have been damaged. If you could give me a minute, I just want the mind control that they use on people, and how they kind of play CYA, There's an article called August is National Immunization Awareness Month, prepared by the Texas AgriLife Extension. And how do vaccines work? Vaccines help the body develop immunity by imitating infections. The imitations almost never cause an illness, but they can cause mild symptoms such as a fever. Once the imitating infection has passed, the body is able to recognize how to fight the disease in the future, and the person is said to be immunized. It does not say the person is immunized. It says the person. So they're playing CYA, but it sounds, most people read it, and it's just right over their head, and vaccine's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go on in this article to talk about, you know, mothers, you know, get a vaccine while you're pregnant. You know, give your baby immunity in the womb. I mean, my God, what?
Mm-hmm.
The whole world has just gone insane, folks.
Yeah, seems that way.
You know, Alan, I just have to say, this is why I started Vaccination Liberation. Actually, my mother started it, but I carried it to, you know, all the states, because I realized this is going to be a huge topic, and it's grassroots. I mean, it's people just like you that are aware that need to spread this message. You know, we're approaching October as Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, and we're using that month. Many of us, just like you, are purchasing VAERS Awareness Project, sticky notes, posting them all over, writing letters to the editor if your newspaper still accepts them, and, you know, getting on, if you're on Facebook, you know, getting on your local, you know, community Facebook page, or, you know, Craigslist,
well, you
whatever,
know,
however you communicate with people in your community.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, in the electronic world. I've kind of kept myself, you know, kind of a caveman that way. But everyone I come in contact with, I talk about, and I can give them information and websites to go to, and most people will just kind of look at you and say, you know, look at the sky and say, is it going to rain? You know, I mean, it's the mind control is just, it's just so amazing. This is an article in my local paper, you know, once a week paper in a small town. Used to be, you know, quaint, but everything's changing. But, the children, you know, when I'm in the line at the grocery store, or, you know, even at the liquor store, and these people in front of me, they said, you know, I sure am glad you have this, not lactose-free, but what was the other one? But anyway, it was something in the vodka, and you know, I turned to them, and as they were kind of walking away, you know, they were kind of proud, and, you know, they were speaking out loud about it, you know. And as they turned around, I said, you know, when I was a kid, you know, not everyone around me had that condition, you know. I hear so many people talk about it, you know, and a lot of young people. And I say, you know, I wonder what causes that. And they looked at me like I was some kind of an oracle. I mean, like the thought had never crossed their mind to question why they might have this condition. It was just, you know, they were kind of proud of it. It was almost like a prestige thing. And the world has just gone nuts.
Yes, thank you. You're very observant.
Yeah, I'll let someone else get on. I don't want to take up too much of your show, but good information. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really appreciate your call, Alan. And unfortunately, a lot of people have experience. I spent a lot of time working in this area and kind of dropped the last 10 years, but I still go out with my car and my bumper stickers, and I, you know, approach people. Luckily, I have some friends that are much bolder than even me, and it's amazing how many people are awake where we live. But it's because there's enough of us wearing T-shirts, wearing, you know, buttons, and actually doing things to raise awareness and talking about it at different meetings, even the Republican Central Committee meeting, you know, for instance. So it's important to just be vocal and at least, you know, team together with some like-minded people and develop some strategies, because there is a thing, you know, like the 100th monkey, you know, thing where, you know, it needs to have a genesis and it needs to grow. And we have some of the highest rates of unvaccinated in the country where we live here in the Eastern Washington and North Idaho and even Western Montana. So,
well, good.
I just want to encourage you, but thank you.
The Ann Olmsted, UP API reporter went to Pennsylvania, where I live, and visited the Amish. Mm-hmm. And based on numbers, there have been hundreds of autistic Amish children. He found four. Three of them had been fully vaccinated. One of them had been adopted, and the adoption rules are horrible. They just force you to vaccinate. You have no choice, and it's terrible. And one of them lived downwind from a coal-burning plant that emitted a tremendous amount of mercury and God knows mm-hmm. what. So if you, yeah, and, you know, people keep saying, how come there haven't been any studies comparing vaccinated to non-vaccinated? Well, why would they do a study like that? Because they know what it's going to show. It's going to be horrible. Mm-hmm. So they avoid doing those studies. There have been a few smaller studies comparing vaccinated to non-vaccinated mm-hmm. children. And the results overwhelmingly show the vaccinated kids are the sick ones. And the non-vaccinated mm-hmm. kids do not have the chronic illness that vaccinated children have. Overall, are healthier. And you can just look at websites where they discuss this. Parent after parent says, hey, my kids were given a shot. My next one wasn't, or next five weren't. Look at the difference. It's amazing.
Right.
They could do this.
It's true.
We have another
couple callers, so let's go ahead and take those. Thank you, Ellen in Texas. Let's go ahead and take Chance in West Virginia. Thank you, Chance. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Ms. Castle. Hello, Dr. Quarren. I don't know if this has been addressed, but they say that SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, and the shaken baby syndrome are linked to these vaccines. Is that true?
Yeah, that's been actually well researched by Dr. Vera Scheibner from Australia, who showed over and over again that crib death and vaccination were linked. And the shaken baby syndrome is merely when they blame the parent for killing the child. And here the parent, in desperation, calls 911 because their baby suddenly is cold in the crib, is not breathing. And they try everything they can. They call 911. 911 comes. The police come. And they put the parent in handcuffs and lead them to prison, to jail. So it's not like a dead child. Now they're in jail. It's horrible. And they're accused of it.
Yes, sir. And yet they still convict these poor folks of these crimes. Do you think they'll ever get justice in these courts for this?
There have been some reversals and there have been some victories. You see it mostly, I've seen it in England, I believe, and I think a couple of other European countries. In America, they don't do it so much. If they did, I haven't seen it lately. The fact is that vaccines kill babies. We've known it for a long time. It's in the medical literature. And they, however, conveniently call it crib death, or SIDS, which stands for sudden infant death syndrome of unknown origin. So they admit in the definition of the term SIDS that they don't know what causes it, but they're sure it's not vaccines. So it's a little bit hypocritical. You know, we don't know what causes it, but it's not vaccines. Well, how can you say that if you don't know what causes it? There was a doctor, a neurologist, who gave a presentation to, the International Neurology Association, and he showed, his research showed, that the death rate increased dramatically after DPT shot, diphtheria pertussis tetanus shots. Mm-hmm. And they put him over the coals. They attacked him. They called him mentally ill. All because he said things that he observed. And this was good research. It's like Wakefield. They're pillorying that person, acting as if he is a horrible person. In fact, his big crime was repeating what patients told him, that their kids were normal, and after the shot, they showed autistic symptoms. And he put that in his paper. He didn't do anything illegal or immoral or unethical, mm-hmm. And yet they attacked him viciously for that. We are not dealing with nice people who really want the best interests of our children at heart. We're dealing with people who want a lot of money. Right.
That's apparent.
Yeah,
That's apparent.
I just want to mention, Chance, we have a whole section on shaken baby syndrome on our website, vaclib.org, at the keyword index. And I I know this year they changed a definition in Idaho of child abuse. They changed it from subdural hematoma to head injury. Now, that may seem innocuous to a lot of people. It's actually huge because shaken baby syndrome typically is identified with retinal hemorrhaging, subdural hematoma, swelling of the brain, encephalitis or encephalopathy. And now all of those things are under head injury. The higher, the more malnourished the baby is, the more exposed to, the more they are exposed, to wireless environments, radiation, vitamin K, shots now to the pregnant mom. And it's amazing they even survive. So when they first get this, the 2-month shots, they're already compromised, especially if they're formula fed. And so they are going to get swelling of the brain because, every baby does get that as a result of vaccines. It's just a matter of degree. This is why, they call it a spectrum, autism spectrum, because depending on their level of nourishment, it determines the severity of the injury from the vaccine. So I just want you to be clear that we're going to be seeing more of these parents being accused of shaken baby syndrome. It seems to be kind of a program when, I noticed this is a huge thing when, I'm on the legislative watch with the Health Freedom Idaho, and so I'm always watching what they're doing because it's what they do in one state, they're doing in another state. It's kind of a, they feed these bills on the federal level to the states. So I just want you to be clear. Look at shaken baby syndrome on VacLib.org, and you'll get a lot. Okay.
It's a sad commentary. Thank you for taking my call. Now, good night, folks.
Good night. Thank you,
Chance. Okay, we have Richard in Austin. Thank you, Richard.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
For calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Great, Richard. How are you?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I just got a comment that I want to. Oh, well, thank you for taking it. Yeah, I got Louis Farrakhan quoting very emotionally. He had to pause, and he doesn't usually get this shaken. But he said, after he was told by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and after William Thomas, Center for Disease whistleblower, came out and exposed the 340%. I'm sure you know about it, but your listeners may not know.
Yep.
Showing how they're poisoning the little black boys more than any other racial group, 340% more, with putting them on the autism spectrum. And he said, mm-hmm. quote unquote, am I the only black man who's not afraid to die? So the only reason why I'm making this quote is you guys have done everything you can do to expose this tragedy. Others have done it. Dr. Bill Deagle, who was once a host on the show, he did it. He's a whistleblower. Mm-hmm. But there's only one thing that's been left out in all of our attempts. We just simply refuse to get our clergy involved in this major final battle, probably. Yep. And I say final battle because if we don't stop this now, like right now, yesterday, what you're saying, like one out of every two kids will be on the autism spectrum in the next 5 to 10 years. So I keep asking the question.
That's right.
Why isn't the clergy getting involved? Why aren't the Muslims, the Jews?
I have the answer to that. You want to hear it, Richard?
It can't be the 503,
I had a guest on. I had a guest on a few weeks ago, and I was so thankful to hear. His name is Offshin, and he started publishing Saved magazine, and he is a minister. And he did his second edition of Saved magazine is devoted specifically to vaccines, and he isn't exposing all of this. And I actually have an article in there. But anyway, he is a non-501c3 church. See, if you stick to our Constitution, churches were really instrumental in the founding of this country. And they spoke from the pulpit of what was really going on and why we needed to break away from England. And the bankers and the whole thing. But now this government has captured our churches by forcing them to be tax exempt by signing up and being a 501c3. That's a basically The government has muzzled them from speaking the truth from the pulpit. Now, my friend Offshin, who started Saved Magazine, is not registered as a 501c3. And I think anyone that is a minister should renounce ever affiliating themselves with the government by signing up and registering as a, you know, a specific type of church for alleged, you know, tax relief. Because they're not supposed to pay taxes.
I don't mean to be rude. See, I knew you were going to say that, and this is not an attack. But that is the weakest, lamest excuse that any preacher, reverend, father, pastor could ever give out of all the possibilities. And the reason why is because no wicked government should be telling them anything about what they should talk about. That should be impossible. So I always cut that up, because that's what I've been hearing from day one. 501c3 or anything else. And besides, Donald Trump freed them up from that. Donald Trump, when he first got in office, said the ministers were no longer locked in Clinton, Bang, Johnson, 501c3. This is a matter of morals and
ethics. Richard, we have a break. We have a break. Okay.
News is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to the closeout of Immunize Wisely. You know, we did have Richard. I'm just going to comment real quick on Richard commenting that that's a lame excuse, the 501c3. I actually agree with him. I mean, Richard right on. I mean, people need to stand up for what's right. Maybe they signed up as a 501c3 and they didn't note what it actually meant, or they, you know, people sign all kinds of things these days and they don't know what it means. But still, these preachers need to stand up for what's right, what's the truth. And, you know, I see it all the time. You know, the Seventh-day Adventists, for instance, you know, and these other churches, these organizations, I have some of these, that are members of these churches, they come to me and they're fighting their hierarchy in the church to get the truth out. And it's very sad because they're, you know, very dedicated to their church's teachings, but it's like the beast has gone all the way to the top, and it's very sad. But it doesn't mean that people, you know, have to stop proselytizing what's true and saving humanity from this beast. Anyway, go ahead. Ted, I'm going to have Ted, I'm sorry, Dr. Corin. I'm so used to calling you Ted, sorry. But I'm going to have Dr. Corin, you know, leave the listeners with a summary of what he wants people to hear. I personally want people to go to CorinWellness.com and sign up for his blog, and, you know, consider getting his books. He's an excellent writer, and we have a couple of his articles on our website on measles, as well as we sell one of his books anyway. Oh, and you can find that in the measles index, but go ahead.
Well, it's just there's a whole lot of great information out there. You just have to dig a little bit, and most people don't. And there's a logical fallacy called appeal to a higher authority. I had a relative that did it the other day to me. He said, no, I don't want to listen to your show. I read this article in the New York Times and gave me a link. And it's sort of like, well, if it's in the New York Times and it's pro-vaccine, I guess it has to be true. So people feel that way. We are being brainwashed. The people that are mostly anti-vaccine are those with damaged children. And these people once were very pro-vaccine. We're not talking about people who got up and said, I hate vaccines, I hate all kinds of injections. These people were believers. They were believing in it, and they paid the price, or their children paid the price. So we're not talking about some crazy, wild-eyed anarchists. We're talking about people like you and me, who believed in the government, believed the medical profession, and now have an injured child, and the government is telling them, too bad. It's coincidence, or it's not our problem, and you can't sue the pharmaceuticals anyway. They passed a law in 1986 saying you cannot sue the pharmaceuticals if their products cause you damage. And then they had a terrible government rigmarole that forces that really most parents, the cases of Trump. Okay. It's just a very...
Okay, we are at the end of our rope here. There's the music, but thank you, Dr. Corin, for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Okay, you have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Dover.